This is GQDN for Friday, October 20th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some sales for you. Oh, we got some Tekken 8 news. Oh, Spider-Man did release, so we do have some news about that too. And we start with old Doug Bowser, because IGN did say that he will not comment on Switch 2, but he did talk about the Nintendo account for an upcoming transition. So he had an interview with Inverse, okay? And here's what they asked. Quote, "There have been reports that Nintendo showed off a successor to the Switch behind closed doors during Gamescom. As we have discussed, the Switch has had a long lifespan and a huge install base. How, when you consider the idea of a successor to the Switch, do you think about helping those people who are on the console transfer to the next platform while reassuring them that the content and investment in the Switch will somehow transfer to a successor?" Well, here's what Doug did say in response. Quote, "Well, first, I can't comment, or I won't comment, I should say, on the rumors that are out there. But one thing we have done with Switch to help with that communication and transition is the formation of the Nintendo account. In the past, every device we transitioned to had a whole new account system. Creating the Nintendo account will allow us to communicate with our players if and when we make a transition to a new platform, to help ease that process or transition. Our goal is to minimize the dip you typically see in the last year of one cycle and the beginning of another. I can't speak to the possible features of a new platform, but the Nintendo account is a strong basis for having that communication as we make the transition." And there's more to that article, but we have a lot of stuff to go through, so we're moving right along, because sticking with Nintendo, according to NintendoLife.com, RoboCop Rogue City was canceled on Switch. Now, I believe I said this yesterday. I don't remember. But just to reiterate, there's some conversation about it, because on the RoboCop Rogue City page, some people were indeed talking about it, where John Neal did say, quote, "Still no update or mention of the Switch version? Is it canned? Just come out and tell us." And RoboCop Rogue City did say, quote, "John Neal, at this moment, we don't have any plans for a Nintendo Switch release." Okay. Now, Destructoid did give us something really cool, because the Steamforge Games Horizon Forbidden West Seeds of Rebellion Kickstarter will go live on November 21st. Now, this is a board game, because this board game member did make the adaptations of Dark Souls, Horizon Zero West, Monster Hunter, and Resident Evil, along with God Tier and a dungeon crawler called Birdsong. Now, the way that it looks is that the game will be on the thin ground, but Steamforge Games did say that it will be a fully cooperative experience that can either be played by solo or one person, or it can be played up to four people. The story is also canon with the Horizon lore, so that's what the fans of the series really has to look forward to. That's what this Destructoid.com is saying. Now, if you want to watch the campaign, you can go to the official Kickstarter page. Just look up Steamforged Horizon Forbidden West Seeds of Rebellion on the Kickstarter page. Now, over to Eurogamer.net, and they're saying that Square Enix is producing another Final Fantasy stage play. So the musicals and other occurrences are part of the Japanese games, and the Final Fantasy is no stranger to them. But earlier this week, Square Enix has announced that it is producing a new stage play based on the mobile game. Now, the game is free-to-play tactical RPG, which was released globally in 2020. Although Eurogamer did try to do their correspondent, but they were not there. Now, the stage, the play will be on the 23rd of February to March 3rd and it will have an all-female musical adaptation of Final Fantasy 16. And that will run later in the year, beginning in May. So we shall see about that. Now, we get to Spider-Man because it is Spider-Man launch day. And in celebration to that, Push Square did say that, oh, there's some artwork, some good-looking artwork at that. So, Guerrilla on X did say, quote, congratulations to our friends at Insomniac Games on the launch of Marvel's Spider-Man 2. What a triumph. We can't wait to project New York with Peter and Miles. And they did put some artwork with Peter in his red suit, Miles in his black suit, and there's some other artwork there too. A couple of kids there, because Naughty Dog on X did say, quote, be greater together. Congratulations to Insomniac Games on the launch of Marvel's Spider-Man 2. There's another cool artwork from Fire Sprite on X. Congratulations to our friends in Summit Games on the release of Marvel's Spider-Man 2. We can't wait to swing into the action. There's just a lot of different artworks, some videos, big heads, and chasing a dude on a motorcycle. Or actually, no, DayZ with Spider-Man in it. That's what it is. Yep. But if you get Spider-Man on Newegg, you could get a $10 gift card. This comes to us from IGN.com, and you can buy the game on Newegg, which is $70. And if you buy it, you get a $10 gift card for the PlayStation Store. So $10 to your PlayStation account. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. So it's more like $69 or $70 plus X minus $10, if you get what I'm saying. Now, let's go into a little bit of beta, because according to Eurogamer.net, Tekken 8 closed beta has been offered to the Virgin Media O2 customers. And the codes are first come, first serve. So, if you like the game and you want the closed beta, you have to go to the Virgin Media O2 site and they will provide some codes to the beta. Now, there are 9,000 codes, roughly, for PlayStation 5, 4,000 codes for Steam and Xbox Series X and S each. So customers will only be allowed to redeem the code for one platform. So go check that out. Now, according to Wowhead, well, an arena has been removed temporarily. And they're talking about the Blade Edge Arena. And what they, well, they just showed a blue post from one of the community managers, quote, with scheduled weekly maintenance Wednesday, October 25th in this region, we will take the Blade's Edge Arena out of the map pool for arenas, skirmishes, and solo shuffle. We're working on the map to address performance issues, and we expect to return it to the pool in a future patch. So it's only temporarily. It'll be back. A couple of sales here. Let's see. Black Friday. Yeah, it's coming. But if you check the sales, you might see a 1440p gaming monitor. PC Gamer does give the details for it. And there are two different monitors that they're showing. Well, more than that. There's quite a few. But the one that they're highlighting is a Gigabyte 27-inch GS27QC. And it's $200 there at Newegg and $200 there at Amazon. And the LG 32-inch is at $230 on Newegg, and Amazon has it for $267. Now, they also have the 22-inch Philips at $70. Walmart has a Voltec 24-inch gaming monitor at $162. Newegg has an open box Gigabyte G27Q27 at $206. Dell has an Alienware 25 at $270. And the HyperX Armada 25 HD gaming monitor on the HP store is at $350. There are even more deals than that, but you could check them out yourself. But that monitor has to sit somewhere, right? Well, how about a Corsair Platform X gaming desk? So this, according to PC Games N, and Corsair did launch the Platform X modular computer desk. Now the gaming desk can go up and down, have some different lighting to it and such stuff, because Corsair, the black laminate, is $1,000. But the Elevate versions comes at $1,400 and $1,500 respectively. Oh, the Creator Edition is even more than that, $1,800. But there's a lot to it, which you can read all about, because I got them linked in the GQDN show notes, and you gotta be a Patreon to see it. Unless you wanna go the hard way, it's up to you. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/dawnforge. You know when, 6 p.m. 5:30 is for the pre-show, Eastern Time. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.